Perfect response to...
Just to the week past?
Well, no, I mean, it was a good performance today. We can only focus on today. You know, the players started the game, of course, very well and scored early, and that helps everybody. You know, just calms everything down around about the ground, calms the players down, and maybe just gives them that belief that they can go and express themselves a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the other games, we've been chasing them. And I think when you're chasing the games, everybody gets a little bit frantic and, you know, rushes the passes. But when you get a goal early, you don't need to rush it so much. And obviously that helps. If you're a bit calmer, you know, the football's a bit better. So overall, just delighted for the players today because I thought it was an outstanding effort.
You must be delighted as well. You mentioned the football and the goals were scored today. Three great goals.
Yeah, the goals were good and we created another few chances, as did Dunfermline. I thought it was a very open game. I think particularly in the first half, they gave us a real few problems getting into pockets, which we had to change a little bit at half time. But as I say, generally speaking, I think from our point of view, obviously when you win, it's always a good open game. If you lose it, you're not quite as gracious maybe. But as I said, it was scored some good goals, played some good football, and were competitive as well. So overall, it was a good day's work for us, and the most important thing was getting those 3 points at home.
You said to me yesterday about the players needing to set the tone as well, and straight from the first whistle, they did that, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We started brightly, and we got in behind and we scored an early goal. So when that happens, players start to relax, and as I said before, when you're relaxed, and also then the fans get behind them, and the fans have got to understand that as well. And Tuesday night it was horrible, and it affects the players as well. I mean, it obviously affects the manager, but it also affects the players, because then players become nervous, and then it's hard to then risk a pass, because you know if you risk, you're going to get criticised. Whereas today it was different. You know, if they made a bad pass, it was very, very, very little criticism, and that helps players, because the next pass they'll try it again and they might execute it better the next time. So overall, as I said, a good day for us, but we'll just have to see what happens. And we've got a game next Tuesday again in the cup against Rangers B, so just a bit of recovery for the players over the weekend and see what happens next week.
And you just said to me there, you've just waited to see what happens in terms of the board will speak to you and you'll take it for the
game. Yeah, I mean, as I said before, the chairman asked us to look after the team for today, which we've done, and we'll see whether we're going to be here on Tuesday. We'll be here on Tuesday. If we're not, then we enjoy our day.
Sure.
Right.
Long term, Jim, sort of the $64,000 question will be, fans want to know if you are a contender for the job.
Listen, there's only one. The fans can ask the chairman. The chairman dictates and determines who's in charge of this football club, not me.
Mm-hmm. But you're not finished with management, no? You're still...
I don't think so. I think I've got a wee bit to offer in the game.
Good.
So I'm not ready for the pipe and slippers yet.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.